grateful you are here with us today on It's a Family Affair. Your host, Raquel, and her guests are here to open your minds and hearts to find acceptance in the family you've been given and the ones you've chosen. Through conversations of inspiration, doubt, perseverance, and fear, we all learn to appreciate and find peace in the family dynamic. Let's talk.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. I have my awesome friend and wonderful mentor, Gaia Jenkins, with us this morning. And Gaia is a life guide, and she's a Toltec teacher. And she's here to share with us one of her deepest desires is just to offer her love, to help us diminish our fear and our suffering, and just help us live happier, more fulfilled lives. So thank you, Gaia, for being with us today.
Oh, Raquel, I wouldn't miss it. It feels like a birth.
It does. It's so exciting. So I kind of want to just let our audience know I'm very familiar with you, and but if you can just kind of tell them a little bit of your background. You've studied and worked with the Teresas and as a Toltec teacher, and studied also your Vedic practices. So can you share with us a little bit of that history and how what brought you there?
Yeah, I'd love to share. Of course, I love to talk about my journey. And it's been a wild ride in some ways and wonderful. I feel very blessed that Miguel came into my life. And I met Miguel through his mother, Mother Sarita. Mm-hmm. And what happened in my life is very often in life, the things that we consider to be the most negative actually turn out to be the biggest gifts. Back in 79, I started to have an arrhythmia in my heart. From that disability of my heart, it took me literally on a passage through my life searching for a healing. I thought I was trying to heal my body, heal my heart,
yes,
the physical heart. But actually what happened was my mind got healed. My body, still, I'm pacemaker dependent, that heart thing. Every master that I met told me, including Mother Sarita, you won't get the healing, Gaia. And in her religious background, how she expressed that was, it's a big thing for God, it's a very small thing for you. So basically,
oh, wow,
since 1991, I've been bionic with a pacemaker, no heartbeat. And it's taken me on a wild ride. And so it led me to Mother Sarita for a healing, and she led me to Miguel. And that was where I got some big training. Because I'll tell you what, living with a master, it's all of it. You get the reflection of yourself like you didn't bargain for that, you know, because Miguel could see me and things about me that I couldn't see myself. Mm-hmm. And Mother Sarita as well, because she was a visionary and a seer. So I was living with them in their home for 8 years. And that was a master's class. And that was my introduction into Toltec knowledge, wisdom, which is basically becoming an artist of your life.
Yeah. Well, that's
living
more than an
life.
Introduction. Wow. That's like a jumping into the deep water. Especially with Miguel.
Uh-huh.
So for some of our guests that may not know, Mama Gaia, who we just affectionately refer to as, she's referring to Don Miguel Ruiz, who is the author of The Four Agreements and a close friend, and he's helped mentor all of us, but she worked with him for many years. And so this is the Miguel she so affectionately is referring to. So yeah, those 8 years had to have been, but then even with those 8 years, after that, you go to India and you go even deeper.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about India.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, that was extraordinary. I lived in an ashram for some years, many years off and on, which culminated in 8 years of doing business in India. I started a car company supplying chauffeured cars to the corporates. And I did this for my son, who was going to have a young little baby. And I thought he was going to need some money to support that baby. And so I asked him, and he said yes. And so we started this company, but he never showed up. So there I was, another bath of life. So I got to do business in India for 8 years, and it was quite an education, you know, and I loved it so much. I thought I would live the rest of my life in India, but as life would have it, life brought me here. So I'll tell you the the defining moment that I really want to share, because it's what really opened me up to start talking about my process. Before I came back from India in September of 2012, I had an awakening. And that awakening is what is guiding my practice today, to really open myself to share a beautiful message of life. Because we have so many negative messages, right, coming at us all the time, every day, that there's something wonderful to know about life, and that is the perfection of it. So one moment, doing my life, an ordinary life, I wasn't meditating, I wasn't doing anything in particular, I had this vision of life. It was as if suddenly life opened up in front of me, and I saw the balance of it and the harmony, and that it was it's a perfectly balanced energy system in which everything is being reflected from light to the reflection of light, and which creates the opposition, you know, like light at one end of a, almost like lines of energy that are continuum streams of light. And one end will be good, one end will be bad, one will be light, one will be dark, like that. But that it's really not dark, it's just less light or more darkness, the oneness of all of it. And in that, I realized that everything is perfect, including ourselves. I saw that at the moment of our birth, with our first breath, we are exactly what the universe needed and wanted in that moment. And that is perfection. And that's where we come from. We are that perfection. And as we come into life, that mind develops. And, you know, much about the Toltec is the domestication of that mind with our family. And we separate from that perfection into life, into the separation, and have all of these glorious experiences of what we qualify as good and bad. But it's all love. It's all about love. And there's goodness and growth in everything. And the other part of this, too, that we expand through some pain, some suffering. So I completely had a shift in my viewpoint of life. Mm-hmm. And that's the message that I share.
Oh, that is so beautiful. We could be here for quite a while. I could just listen to you, Mama Gaia. So, guys, you're listening to It's a Family Affair, and our beautiful guest, as you can already see within just a short amount of time, is Mama Gaia Jenkins. So after this break, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about Gaia's awakening, and we're going to talk about how we can use our families and how our families are there to support us. Just like she said, you know, everything is there to support us. Everything is perfect. And as sometimes we view ourselves as our families, as suffering and drama, but it's all in expansion, and it's all in teaching us and loving us. And so she'll be back with us just after the short break to talk more with us about this. Thanks so much.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. We want to welcome you with open arms to our family, to our tribe. We know that there are many ups and downs with family. Raquel Benavides' Facebook page, It's a Family Affair, offers encouragement, laughter, and solid advice as we all go through this process we call family. Come hang out. Share your story. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
So we're back. We're here with Gaia Jenkins. You're listening to It's a Family Affair. If you just joined us, Gaia is sharing her personal story and her own personal awakening that happened in 2012. And
we're going to talk about how we use our family. Gaia, if you can share with us, you know, we just went up, we were talking about your awakening, which is just fabulous, and you seeing in yourself the perfection of who we are and mm-hmm. how we are all love and how we perceive these things, negative, positive, less light, dark light, you know, but how does that tie into our family? How do you see us and how those relationships with our family, how do we use those in our everyday life to really allow ourselves to expand and be greater?
You know, that's actually what I saw in this moment of awakening, and that was the reflection of the light. Of the light, and everything in this world and everyone in this world is a reflection of that light. So mm-hmm. basically what I was looking at was the reflection of the mind that mm-hmm. we use, that we so personally identify with, and the reflection of the soul, and that it acts just like a mirror, upside down and backwards. So the mind
yes.
it always has a message of judgment. And this is the separation. The self-love moving into self-judgment is the dance of life. Mm-hmm. And so who reflects that closest to us? Our family of origin. When we mm-hmm. come in as these perfect, energized biological machines into this family of origin, we acting as a mirror to them and them a mirror to us. And so we go about developing in life, and they're sharing everything that they have within themselves with us out of their love. But mm-hmm. if they're loving, that's what they share. If they're fearful, that's what they share. But it's all in the name of love because of protection. And basically, you know, you have children. It's like
yeah.
those people are you out there on the loose. You know, they're out there. You want to control them. You want to keep them safe. You want everything for them. But unfortunately, they're carrying your DNA. They're carrying everything that you've been. You are your ancestors. They're
yes.
all of that as well. So the mm-hmm. patterning is there, right? And,
mm-hmm.
Two people get together and pull this thing we call a soul with that frequency of light, that vibrational frequency that matches those two individuals and matches your soul. And so here
yes.
you come, you know, the replica of these two people. You're unique unto yourself. And yet the
mm-hmm.
energy of you, the real you, is the energy of light itself. That's the truth. That's the oneness that we are. But we come into this individualized form and all the equipment there, you know, this body to use, this mind for thinking, this heart for feeling, and there we are. And now we're faced with what? The reflection of life, the reflection of whatever inside of us. And our beloveds are that closest reflection. So that's why they can make us feel deeper than anything else, our love and our pain. Our self-judgment
yes.
and our self-love is right there. We're all
yes.
in each other's faces.
mm-hmm. I
and
know.
That's called family relationship.
Yeah. That's called family. I know,
yeah.
you know, one of the things, the first people that people will say in rejecting that is like, wow, my father was abusive, my mother was this, they were an alcoholic, but it's still life reflecting. And I'm glad that you brought it to attention. If fear is what they have, then that's
mm-hmm.
where they come from. And I think it's,
exactly.
it's so important.
And we have
for us
that
to have
inside
that
of us.
Exactly, exactly. And mm-hmm. we have to know that you can't identify something you don't know. So if you're saying that about someone, it's because you can identify it.
Yeah, I heard this wonderful thing. It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's like when you see somebody and you have an emotional reaction within yourself that's negative, you just look at that person and you say, there's something about that person that I don't like about myself.
Exactly.
And that's how life is serving us. It's serving
mm-hmm.
as a mirror. Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise, Raquel, you would never know what's inside of you without that reflection. You know, when you're reacting to life and reacting to people, that's the gift of life to give us ourselves back to ourselves. Because we have got to, we move into self-judgment, coming into
mm-hmm.
life, it's set up that
mm-hmm.
way. It's set up
mm-hmm.
in opposition. It's set up love and fear. We have everything inside of us, light and
mm-hmm.
darkness. Only the mind judges that, but the mind is a limited consciousness. It's really not any different than our liver or our kidneys, you know. We're using these things as tools to experience life, and the mind is our tool to dream, to be able to hook into this reality and dream the full dream of life. And but it's a limited consciousness. It's you are the light. The mind is just the reflection of the light. And therefore, that reflection says, no, I am not. The truth of you is, I am. And the mind says, I am not. So it's a tool of judgment. It's constantly reflecting the light. And, of course, you know, parents, siblings, what? They're that reflection of all of it. So, you know, with that awareness, it really frees us in this process of self-realization. Because we have to be willing to have the courage to face what's inside of ourselves. If for some reason, it's very frightening to us because we do hold that self-judgment, and it's hard for us to look at it. But once you start looking at that and seeing the beauty of yourself in that reflection, well, that's it. You know, you're on a path to being a free human being, to really being able to be present in the moment and enjoy your life.
Yeah. So if there was, I mean, you know, you can't boil it down. It can't just be one thing, because it's in my experience that it's a consistent process, that anytime we think, oh, okay, we're doing better with our family, life comes and it's like, oh, really? You think you got this down? Well, how about this now? Let's try this. And it just comes stronger. And you're like, wait, I don't know about that yet. Hold on. Let me enjoy the peace I was enjoying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so to keep the consistency and to have the patience and the forgiveness with ourselves as we're working and utilizing these gifts that we call our family and these reflections, to have the patience for ourselves with something. What's a tool that someone could use when they find themselves and they just want to blow up and they can't take it anymore? You know, what's a good tool for them to find that peace in themselves again?
I can tell you, as long as you identify with the mind that is what you are, that this chattering voice in your head that you've always identified with as you, it's my thinking, it's my history that it's coming up with, it's me, you'll never find the peace, because the mind doesn't have peace. It's a limited consciousness, and it seems its food is fear. So as long as you're self-identifying with that, you won't have a lot of patience and comfort, because it's a judgment system. But when this road that you're on, this path that you're on, starts turning homeward, and it seems to me life brings us to that point. It may look different, but we all come to that because that's the name of the game here, returning home to the truth of yourself. And you start to shift your identity from the mind ego, the image that you're working so hard to uphold, and inside yourself, you know the truth, you know, about you, that the mind is telling you that negative story all the time. If you identify with that, you're not going to find harmony and peace. But as you shift into the return home to the love and the light that you are, you naturally develop these things if you start to use your reactions to life in a way that forward the truth. So the first thing that Don Miguel ever said to me was, Gaia, this is a world of energy. Stop reacting. Save your energy for this, because you're looking for your freedom, and you can have freedom, but it's a world of energy, and you've got to have energy to do that, because you're going to have to use the same amount of energy to break an agreement that you've made with yourself and a belief that you've had about yourself as you used when you made that agreement with yourself. So save your energy. Now, I went out and I go, okay, don't react. Well, the problem with that was I realized, oh, my God, I just reacted, but I already reacted. So now I've already spent that energy. What to do, right? So then I started this little practice with myself, and here's the deal. I said to myself, the truth, now this is after I'd have a negative reaction, right?
Sure.
The truth of what I am is love and light. And I really believe that to be true. So that was the truth. And it's very, very much that you have to believe it. You can't lie to yourself, because you know.
Sure.
So the truth of what I am is light and love. And light and love would never have this reaction. So I would just simply cut my reaction like that and put my attention on something else. What I have learned is that the mastery that we can have, Raquel, is through what we pay attention to. So we are the masters of our attention. We can either channel our attention into the negative and the fear, or we can channel it into a love and something positive. We are the masters of that. You know, our lives are completely set up here. I mean, you had those parents. You came into being born where you were born. You know, you went to that school. You had those people in your life, your family, you get married, you have those children, you do this job. Everything is set up. What is the thing that you be in control of? Your attention. So that's what you do. This is how you work with yourself. And in the Toltec tradition, they call it stalking.
Yeah.
You notice the same feeling keeps reoccurring.
Yes.
Then take a look back in your life. Ask your mind, you know, use it in a very useful way, because it's nothing but a collection of thoughts held together in memory by judgment. So you ask your mind, show me the time, the earliest time in my life when I felt this feeling. And then you have the opportunity to go back and recreate it. And that means be the child feeling what the child was feeling. Because when we block that with our judgment, the feelings keep reoccurring. It's like, I have this analogy that I love to think about. It's like our earth mother. She gives you a meal, and you say, no, I'm not hungry, I don't want to eat that. She says, no, come on, it's good for you, eat it. No, I don't want to eat it, I'm not going to eat it. Okay, I'll put it in the fridge, and we'll heat it up nicely, and you'll eat it later. Well, this is what's going on with life. If we don't experience our experiences and have an experience in our life, the feelings are so important. They are the closest thing to the truth of what we are. And until we really experience those feelings, they just keep on coming back. The names and the circumstances change, but the feelings are the same. Yeah.
Yep. So I want one thing that you said that I totally want our guests to really pay attention to, because a lot of times in our families, we start with them as children, so there's definitely this oppressive state sometimes when we find ourselves in that negative, what we would see as a negative situation. But one thing you said was that we are the master of our intention, and we come with that. We come with that. It's not like we have to become a master of our attention. We practice to be a master of our attention. Life is set up that way in this human experience so that we know we are the master of our attention. So if you've been creating and seeing all this negative stuff and you take responsibility for that, then guess what? You can do something else tomorrow. And just like you said, you can interject and know the truth that you're the love and the light. So that's one thing.
Yeah, well, don't take responsibility for all the things that you see outside that are distorted and going into a negative way. Don't take responsibility for that. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is what's going on inside of you. And your reactions to life are the key for your awakening. If you feel right below your heart and right above your stomach, the center of the center, you feel everything right there. When that's going off and you're feeling uncomfortable, notice that. Pay attention to that, because that is your divinity speaking to you through that feeling. And if you pay attention there and connect with yourself there and love yourself there, this is the way home. This is the reconnection. This is the divine romance that we're all looking for outside of ourselves. All of life is pulling our attention outside, no doubt. You know, we have jobs, we have to pay the mortgage, we have to clean the house, we have to take care of the children. Our attention is all outwardly focused, and we've been trained in the process of life in that way. What we're talking about is a return to love, a return to home. And that's at the point where you start to go inward and put your attention in there. And we can do that at a very early stage in life if we know to do it. If something calls our attention to it and says, hey, that's the real you right there. screaming in silence, you know, pay attention, love me. That's the place where you get, you give and self-love. That's the only place within yourself that you, you do that. And then you have love to share with everybody else, you know. That's what's inside of you, you can share. Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's the reflection that's always happening. It's whatever's inside of us. We're projecting out, just like a movie projector. The light shines through us out into the world, and the big screen of life, which is the reflection of light, which is the only reason we can perceive it, is coming back to us. So we're getting ourselves 100% all the time. The gift of it is when you're reacting to that in a negative way, know that it's some self-judgment that we're holding, and this is shining the light on it so that we can come into our healing and oneness.
Well, Gaia, I don't know how else. That couldn't have been a better wrap-up.
Ah,
that was perfect.
Are we done?
That was it. We are done. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
This has been amazing. I just can't thank you enough. I mean, my heart is so filled with gratitude and gratefulness towards you. Again, you guys, we've been here with Gaia Jenkins. We're on It's a Family Affair with Vivid Life. One thing I definitely want to share with you all is that Gaia does do individual apprentices, and so you can go to her website at www.gaiajenkins.com. Still moved to really delve in, and you want to see that and you want to go for it. Gaia is definitely, as you can see, just a beautiful and compassionate and loving guide to help you go through that process. And next week on our It's a Family Affair, I'm going to have my ex-husband, Anthony, with me. Gaia, how fun will that be? So we're going to talk about how we raised our child. We were divorced, and our process and how we managed to co-parent, and we're best friends. And so that will be a fun show next week. So, guys, you can also connect with us on Facebook. You can connect with us through Vivid Life Me. But we're always here for you, and we'd love to hear about what you think about the show, and we're always here for you in support of your own journey. So until next week, we'll see you then.
Much gratitude and appreciation for sharing this time with us today on It's a Family Affair with Raquel. Take time this week to fill your own family in love and acceptance, and remember to take care of you. You can't give what you don't have. If you'd like to connect with Raquel, just reach out on It's a Family Affair Facebook page. Until next week, much love always.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.